Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is spiritual satisfaction. We will return to our devotion after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
False Heroes and Fake Idols. Written and read by Kyle Norman. Why spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Isaiah 55, verse 2. The other day, I was shopping in our local discount store, the kind that specializes in trinkets not exceeding a few dollars. I found myself in the toy aisle, looking at the various figurines and figures on display. As I spanned the selections, my eyes rested upon an action figure, a superhero. This muscle-bound superhero was dressed in a blue suit with red boots and a red cape. A bright yellow S was displayed upon his chest. The packaging around this hero proudly heralded, "Up, up, and away!" You may think you have guessed the name of this superhero, but you would be wrong. The name given to this toy was Superheroic Man. Superheroic Man is distinctly not the beloved hero of comic book fame, but he looks the part. He is the splitting image of the well-known superhero, but at the end of the day, Superheroic Man is nothing more than a cheap knockoff, a figure wrapped in fakery and facade. There is a big difference between what is real and what is fake. That which is real has intrinsic value for us. For example, we readily accept the difference between the value of gold and that of iron pyrite, known aptly as fool's gold. Similarly, salt water, while looking identical to the water of freshwater springs, will never quench our thirst. In fact, mistaking salt water for fresh water could be detrimental to our health. Whether it be in the realm of action figures, precious metals, or natural thirst quenchers, the difference between that which is authentic and true and that which is a lie is significant. Why is it that we look for our spiritual comfort or healing in vain efforts or in human-bound work, rather than the grace of God? Why do we find it so easy to turn to cheap knockoffs when it comes to our spiritual lives? Can false idols really satisfy? Do they ever free us from our sins or liberate us from the spiritual weights that we carry upon our shoulders? This is the question that God asked the people of Israel as they struggled through the exile. Despite the many invitations given to them to turn to the Lord to receive blessing and life, the people frequently chose to follow their own wishes. Instead of redemption given by the Lord, the people chose a facade of salvation brought about by false idols and fake gods. And time after time, God asked the most important of questions. Why? Why choose that which is insufficient? Why chase after that which offers no life and no freedom? Intersecting faith and life. When it comes to why people may turn to Fool's Gold or Superheroic Man, the answer appears relatively simple. People turn to these cheap imitations because they feel they cannot afford the real thing. The cheapness of the objects becomes part of their attractiveness. Why spend your money on an overpriced action figure when you can purchase one that looks the same at a reduced cost? And while this makes sense when it comes to commercial products, it breaks down when we think about our spiritual lives. This is because the true life that God offers us costs us nothing. Our spiritual satisfaction is given to us out of the bestowal of grace. We need not earn it, merit it, or purchase it. And because it is free, no matter where we are or what we may be struggling with in life, we can be assured that the grace of God is offered to us here and now. When we invest our spiritual health in that which is fake, we ultimately pay a higher dividend. The authentic will never truly satisfy or nurture. Salt water will never quench, and the not bread will never satisfy. And while we may at times feel that we are moving into freedom and life, in the end, we will always find ourselves suffering from weights that we do not know how to handle. Liberation is never achieved, and all the baggage that we thought we were moving away from still lingers upon our weary souls. In the end, false idols and fake heroes offer no life, no healing, no redemption. But God's invitation to us is to enter true satisfaction, a satisfaction that comes from a life rooted in grace. God's love is constant and unceasing, freely offered to us in Jesus Christ. Jesus says, "I have come that you might have life, and life to the full." True life and authentic soul-deep satisfaction awaits you. And while this invitation is free, without money or cost, it does demand a response. "Come," the Lord says. "Come all who are thirsty, come all who feel empty and lost, come all who feel completely raw before God, come and receive." In fact, this grace-filled invitation closes the entire scriptures. Sitting on the throne of heaven, Jesus beckons us to come to him. In words echoing the prophet Isaiah, the Lord calls out, "Come all of you who are thirsty, let them come. And whoever wishes, let them take the free gift of the water of life." The invitation is made. True satisfaction awaits. All we need to do is accept it.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.